Well, folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I'm not coming to you from the cabin today, down in East Texas with my buddy Mark Billette and Brian Schrum and Buck. We're down here hog hunting. You've had, I think Mark has been on with us a few times. Mark, we're having a good time. I killed one with my little Darton, my new Darton Maverick 2 bow, brand new bow. You got it set up, and it's obviously shooting pretty good, isn't it?
It's shooting good, Luke. We just got it set up yesterday, and to get a pig today, that's a pretty good start.
Nothing like getting a new bow, and then when you're lucky enough. Actually, to me, all the things I get to do in the outdoors, folks, stalking hogs with a bow, it was just a small, what we would call an eater pig, not a big trophy hog, but anytime you can sneak up on one in the brush or whatever and kill one with a bow, you know, it's kind of the ultimate experience. I'd probably rather do that in any kind of hunting, Mark. And been a many a hog here at B&C Outfitters that you've guided people to and hunted yourself. You and I've been hunting together for close to 25 years, haven't we?
We have, and this morning was a perfect morning to go out and stalk them. It was raining early on the feeder, and after that, you just kind of snuck behind the stand and maybe went 100, 150 yards and got on some pigs.
Yeah, it was cool. The thing about stalking them, you know, it's not rocket science, but when you see them moving, they've usually got a destination in mind, don't they, Mark? And, you know, if you can kind of watch the wind, and today we didn't have any wind, so I didn't have to worry about that, but make a little circle and get down in the direction of travel and get still and kind of get drawn if you can, if you see them moving in, and then just wait till they get there. But whole lot of fun. And our friends from Tennessee, Brian, Buck, Brian, you got, there's meat in the cooler, right?
Yeah, we got a good bunch in the first night we were here.
You're going to be hauling all those hogs back to, all that meat back to Tennessee and cutting it up and barbecuing and smoking it, right?
Yep, it's good stuff. We're going to make some big meals out of that stuff, grind a bunch of it. It's good meat.
It's and Buck, how many years have you been? You told me four. Is this the fourth?
That's correct. It's been 4 years we've been coming down.
I've had a lot of fun down here. I always make sure I'm here when y'all are here because I kind of like to pick at all of y'all, and I noticed it's reciprocal.
Yes, sir, it is reciprocal. You got to be careful what you do and say.
Well, it's a lot of fun. And, you know, I know a lot of folks are listening, even up in the Midwest, you know, up there in Nebraska, Mark. And you have a lot of hunters come down here from Kansas, Nebraska. High Plains Public Radio has got the largest geographical viewing or listening area of any public radio deal. I've learned that all the way from Nebraska to Texas. So a lot of these folks come down and hunt with you, don't they?
They do, and get a lot of people from that area. They like to come down and hunt East Texas and our piney woods and chase the pigs around, stalk them like you did this morning.
Stalking hogs really, to me, is probably the ultimate challenge. Hogs are extremely wary critters. A lot of people think that that they're dumb, but where a deer, a white-tailed deer, flight is the way that they escape predators. That when they sense something's wrong, they go. But a hog, most people like myself that's hunted them a long time can almost guarantee you, I think they actually reason, think things out. Because once they know that there's a hunter in the woods, either by smell or whatever, they have a tendency to get really, really wary. Well, I tell you what, folks, just a little bit, we'll get back to some good music. I love to start the Saturday morning off listening to all this good music, and I really appreciate having a chance to visit with you. Mark, they can find out about B&C Outfitters at easttexasexotics.com, right?
Yes, easttexasexotics.com, and all my information's on there, my phone number. Feel free to call.
Excellent. Folks, we'll get back to some music here, and make sure and remember you can listen to this, the archive, on the High Plains Public Radio website. Today's High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT that I use to night hunt with, and Catfish Bubblegum.